This is from Thomas Merton's Faith and Violence, published in 1968. The nonviolent resistor is not fighting simply for his truth or for his pure conscience or for the right that is on his side. On the contrary, both his strength and his weakness come from the fact that he is fighting for the truth, common to him and to the adversary, the right which is objective and universal. He is fighting for everybody. I think I'd like to read that for you one more time, if you don't mind. The nonviolent resistor is not fighting simply for his truth or for his pure conscience or for the right that is on his side. On the contrary, both his strength and his weakness come from the fact that he is fighting for the truth, common to him and to the adversary, the right which is objective and universal. He is fighting for everybody. It's a curious statement that I'm kind of hung up on here when he says, on the contrary, both his strength and his weakness come from the fact that he is fighting for the truth. Weakness. Weakness in fighting for the truth. Huh. That one's going to sit with me for a while. I'm wondering if that's weakness in thinking that his truth is the only truth, rather than an objective truth. And Thomas Merton, is there really an objective truth here? Is there really a universal truth? I don't know if I can get behind that. I mean, I think there's a part of me that can. Previously, when talking about Thomas Merton and Love in Action and Massive Attack's Teardrop, the lyrics of love is a doing word, I do believe that love is truth and that love is objective and universal. And I'm curious as to how weakness relates to that. I don't have an answer on that this morning, and I might not have an answer on that ever. Do you? What do you think about that? Message me back. I'm really curious to know about where weakness comes in fighting for the truth. There's probably something very simple here that I'm missing in my propensity to overthink. But today, one thing I'm taking away from this is thinking about how when I resist, what I'm resisting, which frequently is capitalism, as you know, say it in unison with me, capitalism ruins everything. That in resisting capitalism by taking time for rest, by taking time for health, by taking time to create, that I'm also fighting for everybody to do those same things. Is that a weakness? Is that a strength? I don't know anymore. I'm thinking in circles and talking in circles, and what I really should be doing is writing in circles. So today, think about your own resistance and how that resistance can ripple out into fighting for everyone's resistance. All right. Thank you so much for letting me into your ear holes today. Put on your SPF, especially if you're in the GTA or if you're traveling to New Mexico for a birthday trip. Make sure you hydrate, especially if you're traveling to New Mexico for a birthday trip. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Thank you again for listening to me ramble at you. I love you all so friggin' much, and I will ramble at you again tomorrow. Bye.